So today I kind of want to do a little newsy stuff first before we talk about what's going on as far as the shelter is concerned, because you've been in the news. Y'all got a bunch of cats from a couple of different sources, and you put them in a shelter that really is not a shelter yet, but it's land that the shelter owns. Tell us a little bit about how that happened, if you would.
Well, thank goodness, Scott, we actually own the land where the new shelter is going to be built. And there are some buildings out there, a duplex and two houses and a barn and so forth. Because the shelter owns the land and had a place to take the cats didn't have to be euthanized. So we were able to save 65, 70 cats. They're out there. They're thriving. We've raised over $11,000 as of yesterday.
Oh my.
For the medical care of the cats. And they're doing great. The cats from the county will be available, the ones who are healthy. 23 kittens and a couple adults will be ready to be adopted on Sunday out at our new property.
And a shout out to our buddies down at Candy 95, because they went out there, right? They were out there last week when it was so cold.
It was so cold.
Yeah. Now, one of the things people, I guess, might not understand is up until a few years ago, the board was a representative from both cities and the county judge.
Right.
Then they got a citizen board put together. I don't know, when was that impaneled?
5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. Because they wanted to go off and have citizens be the ones to run this rather than those elected officials. So that's happened. And, of course, you were in the news because you decided that you needed to go and talk to both elected, all three elected bodies and say, hey, we need to get more money to take care of these animals. And it was a large increase.
Right.
And I know the College Station went for it, but Brian balked. Now, I guess, first of all, people would want to understand how in the world could you be going along at X and then the new rate that you come up with was double what you had asked for before.
Yes, when the board first started, we still were pretty much run by the governments. They would say, this is how much money we're going to give you. And then we started figuring out exactly how much it cost, and we realized how much we were subsidizing the care of the animals before they became the shelter property after the 72 hours. We thought about going up incrementally, but we also had a goal of building a new shelter and getting out there, and it was handicapping us. Donations that people wanted to send in for certain things for the shelter were all going to supplement the government's fee that they should be paying for the services we were offering. So we bit the bullet and took the chance. Every single government agreed that they were underpaying, but I know it was a big jump, but they were able to do it. College Station in the county said, you know, hey, we know we're underpaying. Brian did as well, but I'm really proud of the board for doing that, and I think it's best for the animals in the community, and people understand.
Well, no matter, you know, today we're talking about the College Station city government needing more room as they've grown. The shelter is no different. As our population grows, obviously the pet population grows, and the existing facility you have is not big enough. And so now y'all acquired, when did you acquire the land?
About 2 years ago, we have 17 and a half acres off of Leonard Road.
So there was a focus beyond today that you were looking at when you went and got that 17 acres. And the intent now is it's housing these cats right now, but that will go away with time. So what's the focus of that property after that?
Well, the board actually this week will be voting on the final plans for a new, we call it temporary permanent building. We're going to build a facility out there that maybe later on could be used for boarding or for our partnerships with our other rescue groups and so forth. But we're going to build a shelter that actually will house about 4,500 animals, and which is about what the facility on Finfeather should hold instead of 9,000 a year. We are already partnered with College Station. We hope the county will join us as well, and I really think that Brian will see that no one can run the shelter better than and provide for the animals better than the Brazos Animal Shelter.
You're always looking for support from any number of people in lots of different ways, not just monetarily, but there are ways that people can help the shelter. What are some of the things that they can do?
Well, one of the things that I'm real excited about is the big event. We're hoping we can get local businesses to donate materials to put up a temporary dog park. We want people to start coming out to the facility. We have as many Aggies as we can get. We just put in our application to come out, clear the land, get a temporary dog park up, help. We're going to turn one of our sheds into the cat house and There's just a lot of opportunities for the community. We've had so many people call in and say, we'll do anything we can to help. We need the road fixed. So many things, but mainly we need to right now to get those cats adopted.
Okay, so, and if you want to adopt a cat, then right. What do they need to do?
Well, they're two for the price of one is the way I say
it. Oh, man.
But the shelter staff says half price, but to me, you already know they get along because they're all related.
Yeah.
So you may as well go ahead and adopt them. We also have, we had a lady come into the shelter yesterday, Scott, who donated $5,000. She wanted absolutely no recognition, so I can't say anything other than $5,000 to help take care of these kittens. So the support is out there. This community, even though everybody says every year we can't raise money for Wienerfest and all that, it grows every single year.
One of the things that y'all do, which I really am a strong proponent of, is that you can microchip your animals for $10.
Yes.
And that way, if they do get away, if they do get out, then there's a way that they can be tracked, because obviously that's what you want to do, is you want to reunite a pet that runs away with their owner.
Yeah, and I volunteer a lot at the shelter, and it's so sad when animals are brought in, immediately the staff goes to look, you know, for the microchip, and you know your face just gets so sad when you find out it's not microchipped, and especially when you you can see that the animal is well taken care of, and it's just $10. On Saturday from 10 to 2 out at Bryan High in the parking lot, they're doing microchipping for $15, rabies vaccine for $10, and county licenses for $15. The cost is up a little bit because this is a fundraiser for Spay Day, BCS Spay Day.
Okay, so some of that money is going to go toward
yes,
that.
Yes, it's a fundraiser for that. It's along with the A&M Shelter Veterinarians and the Brazos Animal Shelter.
Yeah, because again, no matter what happens with your animals, being a responsible pet owner usually is a spay and neuter thing. We understand some people want to have puppies and kittens, and that's great, but when you have multiple litters, it just exacerbates the situation that we've got.
Well, and that's one of our concerns. We've got to get the word out in the community about this. 50% of the animals that come in from Bryan are not adoptable. They're either so sick or they're so unsocialized, they're not adoptable. So we've got to get the word out. You know, people do love their pets. I know you do. And we've got to get the word out. We cannot have just all these strays running around getting pregnant and so forth.
Yeah, well, again, that probably speaks to a certain level of responsibility that the governmental entities need to have over people, and then y'all end up being the catch net, if you will, if there's some sort of a situation where you need to do that. Okay, if they want to help in any way, what do they do?
Well, we've got our clinic coming up, then Schlotsky's from 4 to 11 tonight is a fundraiser for the shelter. The thing I'm most excited about is Sunday from 2 to 5 out at our new property, which is off Leonard Road. You go west on Leonard Road from 2818, 1.6 miles. We're having our Love Forever from 2 to 5. We want everyone to come out and bring their animals and see the beautiful property we have. Don't worry about the weather.
Weather's going to be great. I think it's going to be 68 on Sunday. So, yeah,
it'll
be fun.
We've got kid events. We want to see every dog that's ever been adopted from the shelter to come out. Cats and so forth, and then we've got our seized cats that'll be ready. I call them the black cat family. They'll be ready.
Okay, and then go to the website and find out all that information. Okay.
Right.
BrazosAnimalShelter.org. All right, good. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you
in
so
this morning.
Much, Scott.
You bet. That's Judy Leunis. She's the president of the board from the Brazos Animal Shelter. We visit with them on Tuesdays, and we do also with